Free Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free call-in line on the live Thursday night edition with Mark
and Luther.
855-450-3733. You can call in, take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Not only do we have an interactive radio program, we have an interactive website where you can go and you can link to blog posts or news stories or videos, whatever you think is important at freetalklive.com. You can link to it and share it, and people will vote it up or vote it down. You can do the same with theirs, and, you know, it turns out that it works just fine. It's freetalklive.com. As you can tell, it's the normal second guy in the front seat. I'm fresh back from vacation, and Luther, you're another one of the B team guys here.
That's right. I feel like Justice League Europe.
That's exactly what it is. Teen Titans on the West Coast. So, Ian is off fighting the bureaucrats at the Bearcat meeting tonight. This is the night, I guess, that they decide that they're going to keep the Bearcat and that they're going to really enrage the Keene community. And I'm, for all I've got to say about the activists in Keene, they have got themselves a winner with this Bearcat thing. They, the public is largely on their side. And, I hope it works out for them. If the bureaucrats vote to get rid of the Bearcat, fine. That's great. They win. If the bureaucrats compromise in some way, shape, or form about the Bearcat, they win. If the bureaucrats decide to keep the Bearcat, and as a result, some of them get, some of the politicians get booted out of office, they win. So it's a win all around for the activists here on this issue. If you want to find out more about the Bearcat, you can go to freekeene.com. Search Bearcat is a sort of military armored truck thing that SWAT teams are getting all over. And I'm not going to say that I don't think that police officers go into situations where it wouldn't be nice to have something bulletproof to hide behind or hide in or whatever.
Should they really be putting themselves in those situations, though?
I think that they should. I think they should go to situations where, shots are being fired or whatever and stand between the public and the bullets. I think that that's what they're hired to do.
Okay.
But, for one, to suggest that these things have no weapon systems, when in fact they have gun ports all over them, is really disingenuous. To suggest that showing the promotional video from the front of the website that was previously there to the city councilors when the lawyers from Keene and the Bearcat people decided to work together to take this thing down and then call it an intellectual property dispute, to say that the public, which is represented by these politicians, as if that's ever worked, is somehow can't see this publicly made video, this video that was made public on the front page of the website. A public website, because it would be, an intellectual property issue. It's crazy. I mean, there was lying, cheating, and stealing going on, and it's going on all over America. It's not just, little placid Keene, New Hampshire. Every town's this way. Mm-hmm. It's just that there's nobody there exposing it in every town. The average person that cares about liberty, cares about personal freedom, is busy off doing something else, and they're not looking at what their town people are doing. And you have to concentrate enough people in a given area to make that happen, and that's why we picked up and moved to the Free State Project.
Exactly.
So, I wish them luck tonight, and we'll find out what happens. If you want my money is on the politicians siding with the police and giving them the Bearcat.
Sure.
Now, my suggestion is make the Bearcat without gun ports, and paint it pink with ladybugs and daffodils on it. And then, it gets rid of this sort of the cop machismo thing.
Mm-hmm.
They really all, every cop in America seems to want to be, that's an exaggeration. The cops on the SWAT team seem to be dressed up as close to Darth Vader as they can possibly be.
They look more like soldiers than cops,
But soldiers don't even look as scary as this. Soldiers are soldiers wear their gear in order to blend into the environment, right?
Sure. And protect
cops
themselves.
Right. Wear their gear in order to intimidate and strike fear into the hearts of people. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure which people. Like, some cops are probably saying to themselves, I want to strike fear into the heart of the bad guy. But it so often gets to be when you know, you're dealing with budget issues and the taxpayer versus the government employees. And I mean, it looks a lot more and more like police are here to control us, the populace. Mm. They're here to these peace officers, these people that once served, if that's the case. I'm not entirely sure that that's a true statement. But the idea is that they serve. They don't serve anymore. I think that, you know, now they are armed fundraisers intended to cow the public into submission. And that seems to be what they largely do. I'm not saying that 1 out of 10 times they're not working on some important thing or whatever, but it seems like a lot of the time the police on the ground are hamstrung by their own, by the rules of the higher ups put in place, and B, you know, they've gotten into the whole urban warfare thing. Some have gotten into it, and it's scary. 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones. We got Craig in Kentucky. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Craig.
Sounds like a bad connection. I can barely hear.
I hear a little noise.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Turn it up, Craig.
Okay. I wanted to ask a question.
All right.
And I've got a problem with Annalise, and this is not a criticism against social services or the police, but I've had 9 different times allegations have been called in against me as far as the caretaking or caregiving for my mother. Who has dementia. She's 65 years old. She's a retired school teacher. She has a retirement, every month, and I take care of her. Basically, I'm power of attorney. These allegations have ranged from manufacture of methamphetamine all the way up to that she's not fed, she's not bathed, her hygiene's terrible, she smells, she's not fed.
And so why does your ex-wife hate you, Craig?
If it's my ex-wife, I'm not aware of it.
Okay.
There's a possibility that it could be an ex somewhere down the line, but, I'm not aware of it. And my question is, the question that I have, gentlemen, is what can I do to make or to have the court to subpoena the records as to the people that are making these allegations?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I did have a situation where a friend was, the main co-host of the show, Ian Freeman, was charged with having a couch on, a rental property they had. Some renters put a couch on the front lawn. And frankly, I walked by this couch, I can't tell you how many times, and never noticed it. So apparently it was not a huge obstruction. But anyway, somebody didn't like the couch. And they called it in on him, and he took it to trial, to court, and said, look, I have the right to face my accuser. And the judge said, yep, you sure do. And so, I don't know how you can use that piece of information in order to find out what you need, Craig, but it does sound like if you've had 9 times someone calling charges in on you, and so far 9 times they haven't amounted to anything, it really sounds like somebody's using the system in order to, mete out a vendetta against you.
Well, I agree with that, and the problem I have is, everybody's known and discussed the problem that face people with long-term illness. And I'm afraid that this could be a ploy to put my mom in a nursing home.
Sure. That's going to be the result. I don't know what the ploy is. It sounds for all the world like somebody just wants to get you. But that's why I made the ex-wife joke there. Often if people have enemies in the world, they tend to be exes. And I was just making the guess that you might be heterosexual.
That's a possibility, but I don't think that's wise to attack your ex, because when you do that, you open yourself up for a counterattack.
Oh yeah.
They can they know everything about each other.
They know where the bodies are buried.
Yeah,
Greg,
well,
I don't have a good answer for you, but I am interested in how this continues, and if you have any progress. So give us a call back. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about anything you want to talk about. As a matter of fact, we had a gentleman just call in from Kentucky having some kind of trouble with, I guess, nine times different agencies have been called on him for a variety of different things, from making meth to abusing his mother and all kinds of strange things. And, you know, you can imagine what it must be like to be assailed by this. You'd come up with all kinds of conspiracy theories.
Sure. Well, it's got to wear you down over time, which is really what the system's designed to do. I mean, it's such a large bureaucracy with so much power and so much unlimited resources because they can just keep printing their own money, and they've got nothing better to do than to really harass you like this.
You know, I don't blame the system quite as much on this one, because it sounds like the bureaucrats looked into it and didn't come up with anything. What I'm concerned with is that people can make accusations and do it anonymously. That they're using the, I mean, you know, that's the part of the system I don't like, the if you see something, say something.
Sure.
We'll protect you. In a nation where you can face your accuser, we will protect your identity.
Right.
That's sick. And he should know who's calling on him. Because if it was nine different people, then he'd be like, God, what am I doing? If it was the same person, he'd be like, hey, look, this same person keeps on making accusations against me. I don't know if they're going from different. But either way, if you have some kind of answer for the guy, I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't know how you'd get that information from these government agencies without actually going to court. You know, 855-450-3733. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com. So, you know, I guess we've had quite a bit of conversation here regarding dealing with the police, whether it's the Bearcat or this gentleman getting false charges called in on him.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the Huffington Post, written by Scott Morgan. And it's five reasons why you should refuse a police search, even if you have nothing to hide. Because a lot of people would say, well, I've got nothing to hide. Why in the world would I, you know, just, yeah, you know, search, get out of here, you know, let me have my time back.
Right.
And I understand. I understand. I mean, you know, if they had asked me to search in some situations, I probably would have said okay. And I think that to some extent we're being inundated. You know, we're being taught, trained, conditions and socialized to accept searches all the time.
Sounds plausible.
I went to Disney World a couple of days ago. I took my young son to Disney World. And if you've ever taken a four-year-old to Disney World, you know, it's nothing like what you imagined. You know, there's breakdowns and yelling and screaming. Like, it's just too much. Just so much for them to handle. I'm sure some kids handled it great, but Jack had a tough time with it, I'll tell you. Anyway, not that it would stop me from going again. I had a good time. But they shook you down on the way in. I mean, there's little guys with little Mickey Mouse badges shaking you down on the way into the happiest place on earth.
Yeah.
You have to get shaken down in order to go in.
Are they wearing the Mickey Mouse ears as they do it?
They've got the silly sort of, octagonal hat thing going on. I think there's actually more sides.
In a pseudo-cop type uniform?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, wow.
And their badge actually does have a Mickey Mouse on it. And if you have no bag, so this is it's a toned down shakedown. So there's some things to learn from this.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, to go into Disney World where there's a bunch of people in confined places where you could really find some place to do something. You can go in, and if you don't have a bag, I didn't get shaken down. My son didn't get shaken down. My wife had a purse, and so she had to go through, and I don't know exactly what they did to her purse, but kind of look through it. And, you know, we managed to get in. So I would assume that security would, in fact, be better By better, I guess what I mean, cost effective. When we look at the TSA, we see that, domestic and foreign air travel to the United States are down about 30% since 9/11. Some people would say it's folks running around being scared of terrorists. And, you know, maybe there are some.
I'm sure that there are.
But you can't ascribe it all to the terrorists. I mean, you know, there are terrorists there stealing water bottles right there at the gate. They're, you know, shaking down old women, feeling up people's colostomy bags. I mean, just doing the whole thing. And it's weird and dumb. They haven't caught a terrorist yet.
Nope.
And it's just, it's annoying. And only the government can run that kind of apparatus and not care about what the results are. So, I mean, Disney, if they did that kind of invasive stuff, attendance is going to be down. So what they're trying to do is balance it. Now, they want to provide a modicum of safety. Mm-hmm. You know, how much will people accept? And I'll bet you they accept more because they get shaken down by the TSA. If they didn't get shaken down by the TSA, how much shaking down would they accept from the guys with the mousier badges?
Right, you give a mouse a cookie, and he'll want a glass of milk.
Has everybody read this story? Because it was new to me. It's a children's story called If You Give a Mouse a Cookie.
Yeah.
And pretty soon the mouse is dancing the jig on top of the refrigerator, like he just keeps on taking and taking and giving.
Yeah.
It's a good mouse. But, it does sort of show the progression. Do you think that that's the sort of story that everybody in America has read or most people have read?
I know I did when I was younger, so yes, I do think most people have.
Okay, because children's books tend to be ubiquitous. I mean, people have read tend to know what a star-bellied sneech is.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to know what the giving tree is. They tend to know what's that fish, the rainbow fish. They tend to know about these. Oh, Ed, Goodnight Moon. I mean, these are some of the sort of big ones.
Right, right. Anything the Very Hungry Caterpillar and stuff like that, sure.
Just about anything by Dr. Seuss,
mm-hmm.
except for that Lorax, which most folks haven't read. That's the new movie coming out. Not most.
What?
The Lorax?
You've never heard of that?
I had heard of it, but it's not one of his popular books.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. No, it's not Thing One and Thing Two, man.
Really? Because I would put that up there in his top tier. I would put, My Day at the Zoo down there and all the places you can go on, second tier.
I think that people tend, you get very myopic as a kid. You know the Dr. Seuss books that you know.
Sure.
And so I would say that the Lorax one, it's very written very late in his career. And, it smacks of, sort of a huge environmentalist agenda without a lot of, sort of backing things up.
It was a cartoon in, the 70s or 80s, though.
Was it?
Yeah. I remember watching it, every year in school, even through middle school.
Well, it was written in a time when smog was a much bigger issue, clear cutting was a much bigger issue, these kind of things. You don't see the environmental concerns aren't visible in the way they used to be.
Sure. I never really cared for that book. I think it doesn't bring up the point that if he had all those trees and he had seeds for them, he would just plant more and then he could make more, and then he wouldn't run out, so...
And certainly it doesn't address forest management on the side of the entrepreneurs either.
Right.
Anyway, we'll go on with the 5 reasons why you should never agree to a police search here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. Get Seeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about anything you want to talk about. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. This is the live Thursday edition with Mark.
And Luther.
We are the B team sitting in. Ian is off at... waging his battles against the bureaucrats here that want a bearcat in Keene, New Hampshire. And I support him. I hope he's successful in it.
I think everyone has the right to a pet.
What's the pet? The bearcat?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Yeah. It's an armored military vehicle that SWAT teams are getting around the United States. Paid for at about a quarter mil a pop. For a bulletproof truck. $250 million a pop. Okay, so a truck, $25,000. Make it bulletproof,
quarter
10 times that.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's government waste involved. I don't know. Maybe it could happen. If you're frustrated by things like this, the lack of freedom, the diminishment of freedom in the United States, at least certainly in areas. I mean, some might be able to make arguments for increase in freedom in others. But if you're tired of that diminishment of freedom where you live, and the state intruding into your life, probably the best answer I can come up with is I'd love to be able to unplug, because there doesn't seem to be at this point any place to go. I'm hoping for some solutions in that area. There's some on the horizon, but until then, it seems like getting together is the best solution. And the way to do that? FreeStateProject.org. You can go to FreeStateProject.org. You can go and sign up there. Lots of people signing up for the Free State Project at the Liberty Forum I was just at over the weekend. Come join the more than 1,000 people who are in the state. You know, because the Free State Project is nominally about signing up, but it's really about moving.
Right. And you don't have to move immediately after signing up. I moved, I think, 2 years after I signed up.
Oh, it must have been more than that for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what does move mean when I think that signing up is great and everything. I support the Free State Project, and I think you can support the Free State Project by signing this document. But to me, when I made my decision to move for the Free State Project, what I said to myself is, what does move mean? It means to travel through time and space.
Mm-hmm.
I will travel through time and space to New Hampshire. I will live there for 2 weeks. I will see what I think about it. And if I don't like it, I will move back. And at that point, all the criteria are met from the statement of intent. And, you know, what's the big deal? Yeah. That's what I thought when I did it. However, when I got here, I could see that there were actually things happening. And now it's been 6 years later. And you can really see the things happening as far as, New Hampshire's state budget went down by 12% last year. This last year? Yeah, recently. They cut the budget by 12% for this year.
Excellent.
Well, I mean, which state did that? Here, during the largest economic crisis of our lifetimes, these states and municipalities and the federal government, they can't stop spending because they don't understand what your life is about. They don't get it, and they don't care. You'll pay because we'll throw you in jail or we'll steal your house. We own you. After all, we'll do what we want. And the only way to stand against that is to have more people standing with you. 855-450-3733. So I teased an article that I have not yet actually read the first word of from the Huffington Post. 5 reasons why you should never agree to a police search, even if you have nothing to hide. And this is written by, who's Scott Morgan is the author of this one. And, you know, the first thing that came to my mind, and it wasn't one of the reasons that he listed here. Here's reason number 6 or 0, whichever one you want to put it on.
Mm-hmm.
Because the police would never agree to a search.
That's very true.
They would never agree to it.
That's very true. This is one of the most obvious double standards, in my opinion, is that if you deny something like a search or something, they'll ask, oh, well, what are you hiding? I've never met anybody who denied a search who wasn't hiding something, you know. Or, you know, but if you want to film them or if you ask them to search, they'd be like, nope.
Yeah, like I'd like to take my video camera and look through your car. If I find anything, I'm going to make a citizen's arrest.
No,
you know, they'll say to themselves, they'll say to themselves or out loud, you know, whatever. Hey, I've got things in there that are illegal, but I'm allowed to have illegal things. I find the illegal things and I remove them. Right. I am above this rule. Whatever it is, you don't know whether this person's that person doesn't know whether you're dirty any more than you know if he's dirty. There are crimes all over the place that are committed by cops.
Sure, there are allegations here in Keene of a particular cop, I won't say his name, who's been apparently selling and using cocaine for many, many years, almost as long as he's been on the force.
Hard to get caught doing it when you're the guy that would get caught.
Yeah.
And they tend to be a sort of a brotherhood, and they're less likely to go after their own.
Right.
But even if a police officer does get gone after, when a charge is leveled against a police officer, what does he do? Does he go in? Do they take him into the room and shine the light in his face and ask him a bunch of questions? They may, but he's not going to answer them.
Sure.
He's going to union up. The union's going to provide him with a lawyer, and he's going to zip his mouth once any kind of accusation is leveled against him.
Yep, if he's smart.
They don't make dumb ones. They've seen what happens. They get the opportunity every single day to see what happens to people too stupid to stand for their rights, too foolish to say, no, you're not going to search. And, you know, I've been in this situation. I understand. I've been there, and I've said too much. But I call, and that's a stupid mistake on my part.
And it's easy to make, especially in the heat of the moment.
Yep. But the people that see it every single day, they don't make it.
Generally, I would agree with you on that. But there is one particular instance where a cop was arrested for prowling out some woman outside some woman's window.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got him into the interrogation room, he started giving, you know, answers, contradicting answers, and they caught him in lies.
I see.
ended up he was a serial rapist. One of the, you know, and he would clear crime scenes before he left and all this stuff, and, you know, just a terrible, terrible guy. So they ended up catching him, and he
snitched on himself.
Yeah, he snitched on himself. So
thank goodness.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I get it, but the vast majority, every time I've seen a situation with a law enforcement officer, and I've worked closely with law enforcement officers in my life, they lawyer up quicker than they possibly can, lickety-split, because they know what's up. They know what's
going
to happen.
They're trained on what's going to happen to them.
The you know, the percentage of people who talked to the police versus the percentage of people who didn't talk to the police, who are in prison or have been convicted of crimes, is significantly larger as, mm-hmm. as a ratio. I don't know what it is, but I've seen lawyers show numbers that, you know, your numbers skyrocket when you cooperate with the police. If a police officer, sadly, in today's America, what makes sense if a police officer asks you a question is to ask him if you are conducting an interrogation.
Mm-hmm.
If his answer, you know, an investigation, excuse me, are you conducting an investigation? If his answer is yes, you'll need to talk to my attorney.
Right.
That's all that you, that's all you can say anymore.
Sure, sure.
Because they don't know whether you have committed a crime or haven't committed a crime. They don't know if you're a bad person. Actually, they do know you've committed a crime, because everybody does. No one cannot commit crimes anymore. I have a friend of mine whose mother, who's like in her 70s, well, you know, she does what a lot of people do. She's hoarded some medication. He was just telling me about it one day, and I'm like, oh, boy. I mentioned it to him. Hey, you know, your mom's a felon.
Right.
Felon.
Yep, right, little old lady.
Little old lady who just wants to keep some extra, you know, Lortabs or whatever in case, oxycodones, in case she has some kind of pain, because she didn't take them all the last time because she didn't need them.
Yeah.
She's a felon.
Sounds humane to me, though. I mean, that she should be able to have those.
It makes perfectly good sense. She paid for them.
Right.
Yeah, but the prescriptions run out now, and so now it's a felony.
Right.
Anyway, going on, this is article here. Let's see. Do you know what your constitutional rights are when a police officer asks to search you? If you're like most people I've met, and this is here from Scott Morgan, you in the 8 years that I've worked to educate the public on this topic, you probably don't. It's a subject that a lot of people think they understand, but too often our perception of police power is distorted by fictional TV dramas, sensational media stories, and silly urban myths. Like, the police officer can't smoke pot. There's your urban myth.
Right.
And the unfortunate fact, and the police officer has to tell you if they're a police officer, if you're, you know, like selling them a bag of pot or
something. Educating yourself on these is a good idea for anybody out there, no matter whether you're doing anything illegal or not.
Yeah. The unfortunate fact that police are themselves legally allowed to lie to us.
Yes.
They're trained to do this. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live, your opinion is welcome.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in, take control of the airwaves. You're on the live Thursday edition with with Mark
and Luther
on Free Talk Live. Check out the archives. Free Talk Live has archives complete, whole shows going back to 2006, available to you for free. We do shows 7 days a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time here in the United States. We have an international show. People listen from all over. Got to phrase it that way. And we do it 7 days a week. We previously did it 6 days a week. We added a Sunday show for folks to, you know, for radio stations to be able to have more live weekend content. And you can have all of that content going back for 5 years, and it's for free at archives.freetalklive.com. If you like that service, go to shop.freetalklive.com. Do some of your shopping there. It's a great way to get things that you would shop for online, and Free Talk Live gets a little cut of it without you costing you anything or costing you any service or anything like that. Number 855-450-3733, SACL CAI sponsors that for us. Going on with the story from the Huffington Post, Scott Morgan talking about why you should never agree to a police search. It wouldn't even be such a big deal, I suppose, if our laws all made sense and our public servants always treated us as citizens first and suspects second. But thanks to the war on drugs, nothing is ever that easy. When something as stupid as stopping people from possessing marijuana can come to be considered a critical law enforcement function, innocence ceases to protect people against police harassment. Everybody becomes a suspect at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not just marijuana. It's all kinds of things. Drugs that are legitimate for you to have at one point are not legitimate for you to have at another point. This has happened to me. I've been given a script for whatever the oxycodones, whatever it is, some kind of pain reliever. And I said, I don't want them.
Mm-hmm.
I took one once. To me, it wasn't worth, I'd have to be in a great deal of pain to take one again. The situation I was prescribed, no thanks. I don't need that in my life.
Right, that's synthetic heroin.
Yeah, and, I suppose I could have taken them and sold them to somebody, but then I'm a drug dealer.
Right.
I whatever reason they want them is really none of my business, but I just said no thanks to the script entirely. And it's because if I get them, I'm not going to want to throw them away just because the prescription period is over. I'm going to want to keep them because, I could use these. And it just turned, the war on drugs turns everybody into a criminal, sadly. There's a book out there called Three Felonies a Day, and the suggestion is the average American commits three felonies a day. It's hard for me to fathom, but I can tell you here in the state of New Hampshire, I commit felonies all the time.
Mm-hmm.
In the state of New Hampshire, a person who is convicted of a felony, and I am, have been, cannot possess a knife. That means I can't cut my steak. They cannot possess a billy club, or a blackjack.
Mm-hmm.
These are sticks. I can't pick up sticks in my yard. They are not defined by the law as to what kind of stick it is. Does it have to be a stick that is straight and polished and, shaped by a machine to be a billy club? Or can it just be any old stick? Because I found some, if a billy's is an effective weapon,
mm-hmm.
and apparently they believe it is, then I should be able to, I could just circumvent the billy's law by carrying around a stick that has not been shaped enough.
Right.
It's crazy.
Just a natural branch that's good enough.
And, our caveman forefathers managed to work that. whether it was for making war or making love, they used those branches to get what they wanted. Anyway, going on. Let's take a look at one of the most commonly misunderstood legal situations a citizen can encounter. A police officer asking to search your belongings. Most people are automatically give consent when police ask to perform a search. And by the way, they ask in a way that's, I'm going to have to ask to search your bag now, which doesn't sound anything like asking anything.
Right.
I'm going to ask you to go back to your car and drive away then.
Right. No, that's a pseudo order at that point.
Right. They've figured out a way. And, as you can imagine, somebody does a job for a period of time, they're going to get good at it. And that's a good way to get what you want by asking a question.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's funny, but at the same time, and they will give orders in that same fashion.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to have to ask you to step back now.
Yeah.
Are you asking me or telling me?
I'm going to have to ask you to put your hands on the hood and spread your legs.
Right. These kind of, they'll phrase it like that. So anyway, however, I recommend saying no to police searches, and here's are some reasons why. Number one, it's your constitutional right. The Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution protects us against unreasonable searches and seizures. And many people would say that the Constitution hasn't failed as a document to protect our liberties, but we, I guess the people, have failed to protect it from the depredations of a growing and tyrannical government. They would say that. I've had it said many, many times. I guess one of those ways that you fail to protect the constitutions against the tyranny of the government, that doesn't make any sense. This doesn't make any sense to me as an argument.
Mm-hmm.
But if it does make sense to you as an argument, then it, consenting to police searches, I guess, is one of the ways. I don't know how you stop. I mean, when it comes to the TSA, they're a law enforcement organization. You're just not going to get on your plane if you don't consent to their search.
Right. Not a lot you can do in that case. Yeah.
That's where I face these things. But sometimes you'll just get stopped on the road. Some people, I've never had it happen to me. It amazes me that I'm a convicted felon.
Yeah.
Driving around, and I've been pulled over, in the 15 years I've been free or whatever, probably that many times. And I've never been asked by a law enforcement officer, get this, people. Listen
right.
to me. Convicted murderers don't get asked because they wear ties and ironed shirts. But if you drive around with, facial hair, long hair, skin with too much melanin in it, you pick the reason why they suspect. And I'm not saying that there's, no room for profiling in law enforcement. I'm just saying pick the reason why they suspect you, and they'll shake those people down all day long.
Yep.
Unless police have strong evidence, probable cause, to believe that you're involved in criminal activity, they need your permission to perform a search on you or your property. You have the right to refuse random police searches anywhere and any time, so long as you aren't crossing a border checkpoint or entering a secure facility like an airport. Don't be shy about standing up for your own privacy rights, especially when police are looking for evidence that could put you behind bars.
This happened to my friend, 280. He's been on. He was on the Sunday shows back when they were co-host driven.
Mm-hmm.
He was on his way to Vermont to stay at a hotel for his work,
mm-hmm.
and he got pulled over by a police officer. And the police officer insisted that there was marijuana in that car, and that he should just, you know, go ahead and consent to a search. And 280 refused. So he called out a dog, and the dog supposedly signaled.
Sure.
And
there hasn't been a police dog yet that hasn't signaled, right?
Right, right. So they searched the entire car. And then when they were done, they made him sign a waiver saying that he consented to that search or else they were going to tow his car.
Tow his car for what?
Whatever.
This is the way it goes. You know, if you refuse, oftentimes this is the way it goes. If mm-hmm. you refuse, they say, well, we're going to bring a dog here. We're going to make you wait on the side of the road. And I don't know that they actually can make you wait on the side of the road. You know, like maybe the question the 280 should have asked at that point is, am I being detained?
Yes, yes. Some magical questions. Am I being detained? Am I free to go? You know, like you said, is this an interrogation? You know, stuff like, am I required by law? Am I legally required to answer that? Or am I legally required to show my ID at this point? You know, stuff like that.
And oftentimes they'll lie to you. And one good thing to have in those instances, when you see that tension coming up with the police officer,
mm-hmm.
oftentimes diffusing it is impossible. Like, you have run up on the petty tyrant. And the best way to handle them at that point, I believe, is to whip out the old smartphone, put up quick.com, Q-I-K. Maybe it's kick.com. I don't know.
It's quick.
Quick.com. And start filming the proceedings. Because at that point, that officer could not have forced him to sign a form that said this was consensual.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wouldn't be his word against one of our deputized angels. One of our angels among men that could never tell lies.
He was recording, however, he was not live streaming. Do you think that made the difference?
I don't know. I mean, if he was just recording video?
Yeah.
And then the officer made him sign a form that said he consented?
Yeah.
Well, that's just dumb. I don't know what the difference is, but
yeah, they charged him with a headlight out. They gave him a fix-it ticket.
Okay,
he took it to court and had it completely dropped. Basically, made a fool of the officer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I'm glad that it worked out for him, but you know, oftentimes they'll ask to come in the house, and nope, can't come in. Well, we're just bringing a dog out here, and you know, I mean, the people that train the dogs are the ones that say whether or not they signaled.
Right.
You know, if I want something, I'm the only one who knows whether or not it has been successful. It's crazy. There's no third-party drug dogs out there. They're all, trained by the police officers, and then they're essentially like the oracles of Delphi. I mean, honestly, this is what they are. You know, the great spirits say you should drop more money in the money bucket. You know, I mean, it's just nuts. And they keep on following for it. Anyway, we'll go on with the other four reasons why you should always refuse a police search, even if you have nothing to hide, here on Free Talk Live. You can call in 855-450-3733. You can tell us your police search stories. Often they're terrifying. 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's Pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.